Hello, everyone. This is Zach Greiner, and today I'm joined by my fellow Associate Director of Client Service, Maggie Kamen. Maggie and I are both certified financial planners, and we thought it might be useful for our listeners to launch a series called Quick Takes, where we'll break down some personal finance-related topics in short podcasts. This year, on May 29th, or 529, we thought we'd start with a quick primer on 529 college savings plans and also highlight a few recent changes that have happened with recent tax laws surrounding 529s. So let's dive right in. Maggie, can you just give us a quick refresher on what exactly 529 plans are?
Sure. 529 college savings plans are probably one of the most popular type of college savings plans and one of the most tax advantageous. They're named after the tax code provision authorizing them, and they allow you to make contributions that are then invested. These funds grow tax-free and withdrawals are tax-free if you use them to pay eligible education expenses. And these accounts have grown wildly popular in recent years. There were $388 billion in net assets in 529 plans at the end of 2022, which was double the total in 2013, even with the markets down 20% in 2022.
You know, you just mentioned that funds grow and can be distributed tax-free. Are there any other tax benefits to these plans?
Yes. So many states do provide tax breaks for contributions. Specifically to Indiana, there's a state income tax credit equal to 20% of contributions to a 529 account. And starting in 2023, there's actually a new maximum credit of $1,500, up from $1,000 previously. So that means if you contribute $7,500 to a 529 account, you will get a tax credit of $1,500 on your Indiana state taxes.
Boy, that's a great benefit. You know, I saw a quote recently that said, there's so much focus on putting dollars into 529 plans that people forget about taking the money out. When it comes to using funds for education expenses, items like tuition, fees, books, supplies, and equipment, such as computers and software, are covered. Room and board can also be covered if the student is enrolled at least part-time, half-time. Virtually all accredited U.S. colleges and universities can receive funds from 529 accounts, as well as trade schools, such as culinary.
I didn't know this until recently, but there's also about 400 post-secondary schools located outside of the U.S., like Oxford and Cambridge, that are eligible to receive 529 funds. And 529 plans can also be used to pay for up to $10,000 a year in elementary, middle, or high school tuition at public, private, or parochial schools.
I didn't realize that either. What other things are there to consider when it comes to withdrawals?
So a question that comes up a lot is, what happens if you have too much money saved in a 529 account? What if my three-year-old fulfills his destiny of getting a full ride to play golf in college? So if you take a payout from a 529 that's not used towards education, income tax plus a 10% penalty is often due on the earnings, but not the principal, and your state tax break will likely be recaptured as well. One way to avoid this is to change the beneficiaries on the account. So you can change the beneficiary of unused funds to most family members, including siblings or grandkids or even first cousins, to use for their education. However, the Secure Act 2.0 that passed Congress last year actually opened up another option for excess funds. So there's a new provision that will take effect in January of next year that allows 529 beneficiaries to transfer up to $35,000 over time from a 529 plan to a Roth IRA if the 529 has been open at least 15 years, and there's a few other requirements, but this is a great out for savers that have extra 529 funds. Instead of having to pay taxes and penalties, you're able to move the funds to a retirement account with similar tax benefits in the form of tax-free growth and distributions.
Man, that's a huge benefit on that new provision, and one I'm guessing a lot of people will be able to take advantage of. You know, 529s are such a great way to save for future educational expenses, but also there are some complexities to them when it comes to making sure you're using them to their full advantage. Grandparents having 529s for their grandkids, paying off student loans and combining benefits like other educational tax credits or scholarships with 529 benefits are just a few items that come to mind where there may be a few additional things to consider. If you have any questions regarding 529 plans or are interested in getting any more information, feel free to reach out to myself at zach@kiermaier.com or maggie@kiermaier.com. We hope you've enjoyed this quick take on 529 college savings plans, and be on the lookout for our next quick take. Thanks.